What's up, world?
What it do?
Hey, so this is your girl, Sky, from the SWATs, where it's hot. Better known as 404. But the Southern California breeze is at my door in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
You're so poetic. You're with Sills from VA all day. Two up, two down. Not nearly as good with the words and the lyrics here. Currently living in the Pacific Northwest, where it's been 70 degrees all week. So, ha, it's not cold.
Wow, that's new. And we are Shea Butter FC, as a Shea Butter Football Club, a podcast featuring two Black women's perspective on soccer and football and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things Black women.
All right. So, what we doing this week, though?
We keeping it short this week. That's for one. Keep it real with y'all. It's been a rough week. So, racism makes us tired. Life makes us tired. So, it's going to be a short one. But we still here for y'all because we love the people. So, this week, we're going to open the library again because it's the NWSL. And talk about what's going on in American women's soccer in terms of race and racial justice.
And then this week we'll also talk about the National Women's Soccer League, you know, that NWSL that we got to read. We're going to talk about their Challenge Cup Championship match.
Word. We're going to skip our UEFA Women's Champions League preview, and we're just going to talk about the game next week because we are a podcast divided right now. It's getting pretty heated. So we try to keep love going and wait for the actual match. But it should be a good one, and you all should tune in. Sorry.
Wait. But we are going to talk about the...
Yes. Oh, the Liga National... MX. Liga MX Feminal. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
We found a new addiction, y'all. We're hooked on Mexican women's soccer. So we're going to talk about that and a fun week we've had with that.
And then we'll introduce our list that became a two-part list of forwards and strikers for our Shea Butter FC top 10.
Yes. Yeah. That still was a really hard list. We're working through it, but we finally got names. So, you know, progress for us. And then lastly, we'll get into week 3 of Get Your Fits Right. We're going to talk about outerwear, and then we will get into our hits and riffs and rants and raves of the week. So let's get started.
All right, so then let's kick open the door of this damn library.
I guess.
The National Women's Soccer League doesn't know how to act right.
Every week, it's an evergreen statement.
Wait, we be wilding out just to be wilding out. This is what happens when you don't have no diversity, equity, inclusion, anything, entity, peace, whatever. So, basically, if y'all didn't know, we didn't talk about this last week, but the NWSL acted a fool. I mean, the levels of foolishness have been escalating, but they decided that no, anything is going to be handled to Houston for any disciplinary actions for what happened to Sarah Gordon in the Houston Stadium after their game, the Chicago Red Stars game against Houston a couple weeks ago. Where her and her boyfriend were profiled and their friends, while all the white players were able to interact with their families and friends, although it's supposed to be some COVID protocols. Nothing was found wrong, even though there were witnesses from the assistant coaching staff on the Chicago Red Stars that saw this behavior that was clearly racist. Not only is Houston not getting any kind of tap on the hand or anything for what happened, but also there's no rescinding of the fines that the GM for the Gotham FC, or Sarah Spain, got for Chicago Red Stars as an investor for their comments just like defending racism.
Defending anti-racism. I got you. The only punishment was right for two white women who spoke up about a racist incident.
Housewife.
And told the truth, right? Like, Elise, I believe I'm saying that right. Elise.
Yes.
Basically stated that the NWSL contracts out their stadium staff, right? And so her thing was like, we need to be better and more diligent about who's coming in contact with our players, right? Since we don't hire them directly. And she got fined for that. Like, that a basic factual statement, right? Like, as an organization, as an entity, as a business, you should want to do those things, right? That's common sense. Mm-hmm. Except in this league, apparently. So yeah, it's just been really icky, right? It's a lot of believe Black women, we're doing the work, we promote ourselves to this progressive league, and it all feels like a performance, right?
Oh, it's
Oscar worthy. I mean, we just had the Oscars a few weeks ago. Maybe they should have gotten one. Like,
well, I mean, just, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not helping because then you still got people standing during the national anthem.
Oh, we're going to talk about
that. And they have yet to kneel on the field. And so we are the one country where we can't even get it, not even for the national team, but in the club level, for everybody to solidarily support the concept of Black Lives Mattering with kneeling. No. It's so fine. If you don't want to kneel because y'all have come to whatever vision agreement to stand collectively, then okay. So then white media, white soccer media in particular, when are y'all going to have the conversations with these players as to what work are they actually doing? And not just saying we had a party. We had a conversation. We sang Kumbaya. We watched a movie.
We watched the Fred Hampton movie. That's not enough.
Yeah. Like, what actually are you doing? What books are you reading? Are you reading the How to Not Be an Anti-Racist?
Right.
Did you watch some Jane Lynch videos? Are we doing something?
Jane, I know you're talking about. Anything, really. Like, and not just the books, but like actions. What organizations are you giving money to? What are you
what support
is a league behind, right? I've seen them retweet the Black Players Collective and a few other things. So like, what does that really mean? And what kind of say do they have? What kind of voting power do they have? What does it look like to create avenues for Black players after they retire and want to be coaches or want to own teams or want to be investors themselves or want to start academies or anything of that nature? Like, what is all of that look like? And to the media that's not asking the questions, what does that look like for you?
Right.
Media is also really, really white in soccer.
Right. And so they're not asking the questions and they're asking for some kind of grace. But I'm like, when you sit here and you got Alex Morgan sitting in front of you, you have yet to get Julie Ertz in front of you. You haven't talked to Carly Lloyd. We haven't talked to Lindsey Horan. I could continue go on and on and on and on. And you have yet to have the conversations with them. If you're going to stand, what are you doing?
Right.
But you can ask them about Taylor Swift. You can ask them about what fun stuff they're doing. Heck, you don't even have real conversations with Megan Rapinoe, who you still talk about kneeling, but you haven't even talked about what her company that she has with Kristen Press Elvenheath and Megan Klingerberg, what they've done in that front with Re-Ink, you know, doing advocacy work in all these different social justice spaces. Cause y'all haven't, it's like y'all haven't even researched and it's there for free. Like it's other articles.
You just have, you're too well connected of a league at this point with the people that you are bringing in as ownership and investors, with the players you have, right? We could talk about how you all promote allies, right? And that's not a shot at Pino at all, right? But even if you're going to put somebody like that at the forefront, super connected, like you can get the DEI work, the workshops, all of these things that we are screaming at you to have, right? On top of having a department, having accountability, you know, shout out to Kai saying mechanisms in place to be able to report this and protect players. Basic stuff that basic companies have in place. I work in education, you work in corporate America. Like, these things exist. You have to have these mechanisms to be a legitimate league, to be a legitimate business in America. And stop being cowards. The quote unquote face of your national team stood.
Right.
And I'm not saying kneeling is better at this point. I'm not saying it hasn't lost its meaning. It's the bare minimum at best, right?
Mm-hmm.
But standing is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And I've yet to hear a person who stood give me a good reason.
Woo!
And so she needs to be pushed on that.
Yeah, ask Alex Morgan. Have you
absolutely.
Had a
absolutely.
If y'all haven't had these conversations.
If you want to be the face of the team, that's what comes with that, right? Julie Ertz is the damn captain.
Yes, of the Chicago Red Stars.
She had to be bullied into posting the first time about the Sarah Gordon incident. And while almost all of her Chicago teammates came out after the non-decision by the NWSL, which is also incredibly or lacks transparency, right? Because we don't know who these boards are. We don't know who's making these decisions. But her teammates came out and said they believed her. I've heard hide nor hair from Julia.
Not a thing.
And like, at what point do I start to question, what kind of captaincy are you running here?
Woo!
Right? Wait, like, y'all, you don't just get an armband. Becky Sauerbrunn said something the minute something happened.
Right.
That's why she's a captain.
Right.
Right. But that's her job.
But you're not getting this from Julie. And I'm like,
no.
Is Julie in hiding? Because she need to be out here on Front Street.
But if you go, again, if you're gonna stand, say it with your chest in. Say what you believe, right? Like, don't live in these dual worlds where you're like, I have the right to do it. You do have the right to do it, but stand behind that stuff, because if you can't stand behind it, why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, even before we close, because we've been upset in the robbery. See, before we close it, at least with the new Snacks podcast that Lynn Williams and Sam Ewis has,
yeah,
it's really been cool to hear Sam Ewis be open and honest and actually suggest they need to talk about racism in the podcast, because it affects clearly Lynn Williams, who's a Black woman, and it impacts their relationship and then what's happened with their team and their growth and their evolution. And then you hear Sam's uncut, unfiltered, you know, fumbling and bumbling through stuff, but she is being open and honest enough to keep it out there. But then I've also heard she's involved with the Black Players Collective.
Right.
And she's doing other stuff. And, you know, you can hear this for a variety of other white players, but it's particular players who decide to stand. We ain't heard a peep explanation or given a reason as to which they standing for.
All the people on the ally committee don't stand, to my knowledge.
Whoop.
And yeah, it was, I agree with you though. It's really cool to hear Lynn and Sam talk about that. And mentioned like how they felt like they had to do something, because when it came to LGBTQ rights, right. And the decisions North Carolina had to make, obviously with a player who very famously was in opposition to that based on her faith or whatever she chose to stand in. But got it when it came to race, never mind. but wishing that they had made different choices or done more. And so when it came to racial justice and anti-racist work, as a collective team seemed to say, okay, this is our moment to do more, and have done that, right? I think along with for the most part, the Portlands and the OL Reigns and the Gothams have really been those teams at the forefront of trying to do this work, right? Like trying to be anti-racist, right? It's a way of being, it's a verb. These are actions. These are repeated things you have to do. These are patterns of behavior that you have to establish. And so I really appreciate Sam being, you know, a bit awkward and uncomfortable and working through it, because that's what it's like, right? It's not this sort of aha kumbaya.
Yeah,
it's not everybody's cool and calm like Megan Rapinoe, who's also had to do a lot of work and get a lot of things wrong,
right?
Mostly out of the spotlight. And so going through that and going through it publicly and being willing to share, shout out to Sam for real, and for Lynn as well for being vulnerable, because she's always going to be the more vulnerable person in that position. So I really respect that, and just like you said, knowing what work they're doing would be helpful.
Yeah. Well, let's close the library.
We should, because I'm just gonna get angry. So
yeah. So I guess we need some happy thoughts in regards to the NWSL. I don't even know if it's happy. This was an interesting game, because the NWSL Challenge Cup, y'all, happened this weekend.
The final game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we expected to be a shootout. Well, it did become a shootout in theory.
Yes.
But it was a 1-1 draw in time, but Portland won on penalty kicks.
Can we mention, by the way, they went to penalty kicks because of golf?
Well,
it should have been overtime, but okay.
You're kidding. For real? That's why they didn't
because they contractually, to show it on the main CBS network, they were going to show golf next. And so I believe, y'all can tell me on Twitter if I'm wrong, but what I saw was that they were contractually obligated to end within a certain amount of time, which is why they went straight to penalty kicks.
My Lord Jesus. Yeah. What? Okay, wow. So that is why we had this crazy 1-1. In all honesty, this game never should have went between, I mean, from both sides, but really Gotham in particular. Because, okay, while the Portland Thorns were in this, 4-3-1-2.
Yeah, they've gone with that pretty consistently.
Were you having your one be the one Christine Sinclair? This is important.
Yes.
And then you had Sophia Smith and
Simone Charlie.
Yeah. I'm about to call her Charlie Baltimore. Simone Charlie.
My fault.
It's your fault. Simone Charlie up at the top. And then the stack midfield with the great duo, with Crystal Dunn and Lindsey Horan. And you had, in this case, starting was Salem? Angela Salem?
Yeah,
Salem. I think so. And then the stackness, that's the back line.
Yeah.
With old Captain Becky. back there, and Megan Klingenberg.
Yeah.
Stack. It don't matter who back there. Yes. Stack. Yeah. Where Gotham decided they were going to try. They said, forget the 442 diamond greatness that got them the goals on goals.
Right.
In the earlier games when they played North Carolina, was that Louisville who they waxed?
Yeah.
They decided to trot out this same 4-3-3 situation. And then also they didn't start Estelle Johnson. So she was on the bench.
That one was puzzling.
So for the beginning portions of this game, Portland Thorns was like having fun. They was doing what they wanted to do, particularly because of the spacing that you had, this 2-1 situation up top.
Yep.
That, Christine Sinclair was up here styling a little bit. And actually, that's how a goal popped off because Carly Lloyd assisted
Can you count that? Can she get
it? It's got to be it. I was like, what the heck just happened? No, don't get it twisted. So why this was only one from goal from Portland when it could have been a lot more is because Didi Haricich had a bomb stellar game. She was on her. She was like blocking shots on, like doing a handstand. Like she was doing phenomenal craziness.
Yes.
Like even this goal that happened, it was a Carly Lloyd assist because it never should have happened. I mean, it shocked everybody. Like,
yeah.
What? Maybe if you had Estelle Johnson starting, her as center back jumps in front of Christine to prevent that from popping off. But that never should have happened because that ball should have never been given up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was just a really, really, really bad giveaway in her own half, and to give it away to the most prolific goal scorer
right
in the history of soccer, not women, soccer. period. Like, she's very good at putting the ball in the back of the net. Mm-hmm. Was just very confounding. And you mentioned, right, Sinclair sort of that lone, I'm gonna call it a soft 10, we're gonna call it that. And what that looked like while she's having that role, and it's not being built around her per se, right? It's built around sort of that younger front line that they have. And of course, the dynamic duo in midfield, and then Dunn and Horan on the wings that can then work with Smith and Charlie, who have all of this room because of where you're playing Christine Sinclair. And it looked like it because Simone Charlie had freeway.
she was clicking.
I mean, it was playing out of her mind this match. And honestly, we're really big fans of baby Sophia here. She probably should have had one or two.
She should have had 2 goals.
Particularly in the first half. Yeah, she should have put a few.
Dee Dee was balling, though.
Yeah, but she was. She was MVP of the Challenge Cup, I believe.
Sophia should have had 2 goals. They should have went into the net.
I think, particularly in the first half, Portland was just very good. And really, Carly gets that header because, and you know it hurts my heart to say this, that was on Becky.
Becky messed up.
Was able to climb and win that aerial duel and get her head on the ball. It was frustrating a bit.
But we need to talk about that because let's make it clear. We mentioned that initially when Gotham FC was like just putting balls on people, they have a phenomenal fat. They got all this fast talent. Midge, Ian, Iffy,
Monahan, yeah.
Everybody's fat. Like, it's fast. It's literally a team built to be a Ferrari. It honestly caused all kind of problems. Mitch Purse was like cooking up Megan Klingenberg. She was cooking up that whole back line. And honestly, she needed to be super selfish and just shoot.
Yeah.
But it was like she was passing it back to try to get it back to Carly, because the offense was supposed to be going through Carly when actually when they were winning, they were running in that 4-4-2 situation. Mm-hmm. And so that 4-4-2 two diamond situation that basically would have gave everybody the freedom. So if Carly is too slow in the box, and this basically was happening, yeah, her speed due to that knee, I don't know, she got that micro knee surgery type thing that takes years to heal. She is often slow. So she wasn't coming in the box. So the commentator made a Allie Ragnar made a comment that Midge Purse was, yes, that was, that Midge Purse sent a horrible ball into the box, when I was like, Midge sent a perfect ball into the box.
It was so good.
Carly was late to the run. There was another ball Midge had like a few minutes later that I'm like, Carly, what are you doing? If you're in the box, that's a goal.
So, And I saw that, so that one where Midge, I mean, just lays it perfectly. Goalkeeper can't get to it.
Right.
It's in the middle of the box. All somebody has to do is run onto it. So two things. One, I was like, Alex Morgan gets that ball. Christy Mills gets that ball. Yep. Ashley Hatch gets that ball. Cleo gets that ball. I can name 10 to 20 players.
Simone Charlie.
Simone Charlie gets that ball. Sophia Smith gets that ball. I can name Vianz gets that ball, right? Who's on the bench for Gotham at that time. I mean, it's just a beautifully laid pass. And I think you mentioned that she held up her run. I'm like, I think she hit full sprint, and that's the bigger problem. I think that was as fast as she could go. And she couldn't get to the ball.
Yeah. And so when you got that point, it's like, at some point, it's like, I used to break dance. So I've come to the realization that I can no longer do some of the stuff I used to do.
Yeah.
Because I will hurt myself. At some point, as an athlete, you have to recognize when it's not cooking, even if you're still healing from an injury, if you can't, if your max speed is not getting your max self into the max box when the rest of the wingers are, and that offense is based on speed, you're going to have to figure out, you got to come to a realization in terms of your talent. Christine Sinclair in Portland has figured out that she isn't as fast as she used to be. So she's happy to be the one in the whatever, pick a number, put them two up top, and I drop back in, I play the soft 10 situation, and she's flourishing. And so I can sit here and go, yo, we playing Christine Sinclair in Olympics. We need to still be prepared for that.
Right.
Because she still is recognizing how great she can be and what she can do at her age. Where with Carly Lloyd, it's like she is dead set on thinking she is still old school, baby young thing, Carly Lloyd.
Or even early 30s Carly Lloyd.
No, boo, you're recovering from an injury, one, and then honestly, it could be that Father Time has come and it's over. And so you need to make the modifications in your game.
Right.
But with that said, also the coaching staff at Gotham FC.
Yeah, you gotta build around the other players. Like,
yeah, you can't sit here and hold you can't hold your team back trying to appease Carly. I'm not sure, because with the Diamond situation, again, if we are saying she was trying her best to be as fast as possible, she wasn't willingly participating in this system in the games that they were out there putting up goals. You know what I'm saying? And so they were putting up goals in spite of, but not it would be really, really different if she would get on board with the choo-choo train and realize what's going on. And also the coaching staff go, okay, let's get back to this 4-4-2.
Honestly, get back to that 4-4-2 with the diamond. Shout out to Andre for writing that article.
Right.
And honestly, if you want me to keep it a buck, Midge is who you should be building your offense around. Yes, so she's got the full arsenal of tools talents at this point. She cooked Klingenberg. This is not some fly by night defender we're talking about. So yeah.
And if Midge was selfish, we're not talking about, is she going to the Olympics? She's going to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. We're talking about who is not going in her place because she's going to be starting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Kristen Press, oh, Lord, can you?
I think Midge is that good. And I know we'll get into the Olympic roster in a few weeks.
Can you imagine?
I push back against people who are, you know, screaming, you know, it's because we have too many forwards. I'm like, I don't think we do. I think we have a lot of younger forwards coming. But I think people are sort of living in the glory of 2 or 3 years ago. I don't think we're as loaded.
In the glory.
I don't think we're as loaded as people tend to think.
No, we're not
in the moment. So that'll be interesting going forward. Ha ha ha. No pun. I really wasn't on purpose. But yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's true. But we should, you know, wrap up what happened in the game. It did end in 1-1.
Yep.
In regular time, it's like we said, it went straight to penalty kicks.
If he could have had a freaking header that would have been the winner, would have been a 2-1 situation.
Yeah, I felt bad for the homie. I was like,
oh God, I was on the floor.
I was right there. I was right there. She knew it too. I saw her face. We expect it. We all miss them sometimes. It's all right. Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, and so she, you know, she wasn't able to put that in. It went to penalty kicks,
yep.
Which Portland ended up winning 6-5 because what the hell was that, Adriana French? Like, what was that save? She high-fived the ball.
She high-fived falling
to the left.
Because Adriana French was balling, and she should be probably number one. She should be on the U.S. Women's National Team.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more about other goalkeepers. That's your number. That's your other goalkeeper.
That's your other goalkeeper.
That's done and dusted. I hope that conversation's over now.
Right.
Because she seems healthy, and if she's healthy, it's not a conversation.
Right.
So Portland went 6-5 in Portland. They are who we thought they were, right? But they're not invincible.
Not at all.
You can absolutely beat them. I suspect some NWSL teams will be loading up on some international players and some other players because their season is different and many of those players aren't going to the Olympics. So I can't wait for the chaos that is the regular season, which starts this Saturday.
We will
definitely be talking more about that next week.
Oh, so speaking of leagues that ending, I guess we need to get into the next segment where we talk about the international situations.
Sure.
Shout out to the various winners of leagues that did end.
Yes.
What's good, Barcelona?
Yes, congratulations to Barcelona. And you.
What's good, family? Jumping in pools.
Yeah, they look like they had a blast. I'm not even mad at that. In their kits, by the way. Full on. Moppy Leon took no clothes off and just jumped in.
Let's go.
I respect it. She's one of my favorite players. Just as a person. Juventus also won the Italian League. And my Chelsea Blues won the WSL this week. So it's been a really good week for Chelsea. You know, hey, we try. The Man City, my man. Yo, it's been a good week. That's all I'm saying. Let me have it. We'll talk. We can argue.
So we're not going to get into the preview of the Champions League. We're going to, so that we're not a podcast divided and we don't have a podcast no more. We'll get into it next week. But also congratulations to all y'all people, all y'all teams that get into the Champions League. It could have been some other teams.
I'm sorry. You off that narcotic?
I'm off that narcotic.
Okay.
We will talk about it in the GM episode.
Okay.
We're going to go there and we're going to talk about a particular team that I shall not name. But let me get time to collect myself.
Yeah, you need to heal. You need to heal a little bit.
It's not even a heal. It's like you should be going to Champions League, but we're not going to go there.
They should.
We're not going to talk about Manchester United's craziness.
Well, you said it, but that's okay.
Let's talk about a great experience we had.
Oh, yeah.
And discovering the greatness that is the Liga, what is the Liga Femenil?
Liga Mexico or Liga MX Femenil, yes.
Bomb.
We're over the moon with this league. We're late to the party, obviously. Shout out to all the Twitter heads who cover this league and have hipped us to schedules. And
right, yeah, Devin, what's good, Kyle?
Devin, Eugene,
Kyle.
I'm gonna call you by your mom name. That's not what I want to do. there's several. I'm gonna name all the people who hooked me up with schedules today. You did say Devin, so appreciate that.
What's good, Kari? The whole crew. We got a whole family crew that be watching these games at the same time.
Yeah, we got turned on to it. I just want to make sure I'm shouting out everybody. Also, Melissa, HR, thank you for the schedule. So I can watch some matches today. I think there's one still going on, actually, as we record this.
Yeah.
The last of the quarterfinal matches. So it's a Liguilla. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly to my Spanish-speaking audience. I apologize. My Spanish is very rusty. But we saw one of the last, I think, regular season games. It was Tigres versus
Chivas,
which Tigres won. And, I mean, had our attention because
it was Liddy.
I mean, there's a fearlessness in this league. Just every shot's a good shot, even if it's not. Stephanie Mayor, whose name might
come
up in a few minutes, who popped a shot from about the halfway line.
Right, yes.
It went in. I do not remember what game it was because we watched them back to back. But old girl who danced in the box, passed it off. even though she had a shot on goal.
Right.
Teammate gets it, whips it back to her, and then she hits the goal. Like, I'm not a violent person, but she and I would have had to see each other.
It's like I said last week, because I know people want to go, well, in NWSL and in Liga Femenil, they don't have defense and they don't got tactics. It's like, no, there's mad tactics and defense, but
yeah,
there was a point in time, y'all have to understand, my people, that you can have all the tactics in the world. You can be a bomb defender. But let me tell you something. When a person who is playing offense, that forward, that midfielder, heck, it could even be a fullback, your fellow fullback. Right. If they are faster than you, they have the same technical ability as you or better, and they just have the audacity, the gall to embarrass you, it don't matter. So it gets to a point where your Chelsea, for example, Emma Hayes has understood, you got to stack up all the little Ferrari pieces and just unleash it and go, we ain't got no tactics. Just go put points on the board. Just go do what you got to do. Just be out here being great. And so, like, this league, they're defending. Like, the defenders are phenomenal.
They've made some amazing saves, particularly right off the, like, goal line, right?
Off,
like,
the goal line, yeah.
There were some amazing goal line saves. In fact, there was one match where the defender comes in, basically knocks the ball off either with her chest or her head, and then it goes back out, and then one of the players just hits a strike from distance. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it. Also, the goalkeepers in this league are superheroes. Like,
because you got to be on to prepare against goals from like the half pitch line,
everywhere,
or like way outside of the box. Like today, Belen Cruz just shot a corner kick.
God.
That, like, it was funny. The goalkeeper had everybody positioned. And as I used to play goalkeeper, she had everybody right and set up. Man, Cruz sent off this phenomenal goal that cut back in at the last minute. There was nothing the goalkeeper could do. Like, it literally cut in where she couldn't get to it.
It was like the far post. Yeah, it hit the far post. It literally hits where the post and the ground meet, and then it just bounces in. There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing, not a thing.
And honestly, she probably doesn't hit 10 times. She probably hits that shot twice.
Right.
Right? Like, that's a really impossible angle, even with a good shooter. Well, no, two is better than most people would hit, which is none.
Wait. But I think they, like, legit practice these crazy ass angles.
I mean, they might. That's also very true.
Because, like, the audacity is real, where I'm like, can Mexico...
Yeah.
Can Mexico play some of these teams?
Mexico will definitely beat us in the next couple of years. I have
no doubt. Yeah, can we play? Because that's like a humbling experience when a set piece is coming from way yonder and it might go on the net. And Alyssa might be looking like,
what are y'all doing?
What just happened?
Yeah.
Or England, Lucy Bronze is on the floor. We got different poses because Mexico was about that life. But even from a club perspective, we're going to have y'all NWSL club teams playing Liga MX Femenil. Are y'all excited? Because it's going to be cards thrown everywhere. It's going to get real disrespectful. The audacity is going to be there. Yes. But with the case with the NWSL, I will say, compared to a lot of leagues, they are about that life and are ready to go, oh, you for real going to do that? And then even defenders will be like, you ain't doing that crap.
Yeah.
I'm going to see about you. And so we're going to have red cards. We're
going to
have new cards. We're going to have orange cards. We're going to have yellow cards. We might have new cards. Yeah. They might be like, you might have one card in the ref just like waves it at everybody. It'd be like, everybody's gone. And so you got to
game is over. Suspend the match. Yeah. I think so. But I also think it'll just be a fun time. I actually think it'll free some of our NWSL clubs to do more attacking. And I honestly think the NWSL is probably one of the leagues better suited to try and defend that. Some of that is indefensible.
Some of it is.
But and the good news is it's officially coming after the World Cup in 2023. We get a CONCACAF Club World Cup for our women. So hopefully we can get some South American clubs in on it as well. But I'm really excited to see, you know, the growth of the game, both in North and South America.
Right.
And if you can watch Liga MX Femenil, the semifinals, I believe, will take place next week. But keep an eye on our Twitter page, because we'll definitely be reposting the schedule as it comes out. It's not always ahead of time, as we're learning. We usually get a day in advance. So we'll make sure we put that information up so y'all can get into the Mexican Women's Soccer League, because it's one of the best things to watch.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, even if you look, I get stressed out watching highlight reels for our next segment for one of the people where it was like a 5-4 win.
Yeah.
But I was stressed out. It was 6 minutes. And I was like, wait a minute. And y'all don't understand. Like, in the early portion of this match, Tigris was playing Rayada. And basically, Rayada was winning 3-1. And then it became a Tigris win 5-4.
Yep.
Because what? Yeah, that normally doesn't happen. But phenomenal skill, gall, audacity, and just belief that you're going to get the W.
Yes.
Woo-wee!
Yes, it's our kind of soccer. So we just wanted to hip y'all to some of the stuff that we like and get into a new league that can always use your support and investment and everything else. Because soccer is for everybody. So,
right. Let's get into this listing.
Okay. So we promised last week we would have names for you all. And we do.
We do.
We didn't rank them because we need another week or two for that.
Yeah. And then in some cases we're going to give you all this forward and striker list, and you're going to hear if when we actually rank, you may hear people on both lists, but we're not repeating people's names.
Yeah. But we do think there's a difference between forwards and strikers, right?
Yes. Like
in terms of what their purpose is on a team,
right?
Be it club or country or both.
Do we want to explain that?
I think a striker is inherently attuned to scoring, right?
Yes.
It is your purpose on the team in this formation and this philosophical, whatever we're doing, is to put the ball in the back of the net.
Okay.
A forward can be your goal scorer, but a forward can also be a playmaker. Forwards can sort of drop back to the midfield line. If they need to, forwards tend to be converted midfielders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there are, to me, differences in terms of just the roles that they play. And I think we'll be explaining that, I think, a little bit better just in terms of how we explain people's game as we rank them next week.
Yep.
But in no particular order or position at the moment, or are we naming?
All right, let's go with it. Whatever. Start with the forwards. Let's get it.
Okay.
Drop it for the people, please.
Forwards are Tobin Heath. Please get well soon.
Yes, like soon, today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Do you need a leg? I can give you my leg.
I don't need mine right now. Kristen Amory Press. Is she going to be mad that I said her old name? I'm sorry.
Hey, you got to respect. Goats get whole names put out there. Yeah. So, okay, fine. Tobin Powell Heath. I got to get this. You don't like too. All right.
There we go. All right, I'm going to stop that because I don't know this next person's middle name. Kadidatu. I never say that correctly. I'm going to practice very hard because I do want to say her name correctly. But
yes.
Diani, for sure. Delphine Cascarino.
Hey.
Francesca Kirby.
Francesca, what's good?
Is it Pernille or Pernilla? I never know. I think it's
Pernille.
I think it's where you're from.
Yeah.
I've heard Pernilla and Pernille. Pernille Harder. Marta the Goat.
The God.
The God. Ginny Hermoso.
Hey.
And Stephanie Mayor.
Hey. All right.
So
who are the strikers though?
Strikers. And again, forwards can be strikers. We'll get into that next week. But as of now, we have strikers listed as Sam Kerr. Vivian Miedema.
Okay.
Khadija Bunny Shaw.
Okay.
Alexandra Pop.
Oh.
Lynn Williams.
Okay. What's good, Lynn?
Alex Morgan Carrasco.
Oh, okay.
Marie Antoinette Katoto.
Mm-hmm.
After a lot of discussion, Ellen White. I wish I was joking.
Yeah, she's for real.
Kosovare. I'm sorry, Aslani. I don't know. I'll say your first name.
Aslani.
Aslani and Caddy Martinez.
Yeah.
So we think those are two very solid lists, and we will hit y'all with explanations and rankings next week, but y'all can ruminate on that if you want to. I'm sure you will let us know if we are missing someone. Y'all always do. And we welcome that, you know. We're here for the people and discussion.
For discussion.
Don't be out here wild.
Be respectful, because we will respect you.
Exactly.
We'll always be right though. I'm just playing. So with that said, let's get into the Well, I know, right? Because I am a Sagittarius.
Yes, be like Lord.
That. Excuse. Okay. Let's get into the Get Your Fits Right situation of the week. And so, if you didn't know, Get Your Fits, we're talking about the Shea Butter FC experience.
Yes.
From a wearing perspective, what we would like our soccer outfits to look like. Mm-hmm. And so, we're going to talk about outerwear. And I was just listing stuff. So, I guess it's my go.
Yeah, you go first.
Let me see. For my outerwear, I need some team jackets. Can I get the track jackets? You know, like the NASCAR situations.
Oh yeah,
with the M&Ms and all that. Can I get my Angel City race car situation type jacket?
That's
and
nice.
I mean, I want it to be fine and whatever the right colors, because they're not gonna be ugly. Angel City, you hear me? But I want it to be like fly picking up. I want a track jacket. Get some vests.
Ooh,
some cut off vest. Because I like my arms out, the guns out. I need some raincoats. Like, because maybe I'm in a rainful place. Like, right. California's not, well, my bad. Southern California's not raining like that, typically. But if I'm in the Bay Area, it's like raining every other which way. So you need to know I'm in my Angel City situation. Yeah. Looking like, hey, I'm in some cherry blossom raincoat type of situations.
Hey,
I see y'all here, Riz. Like, I got to be out here, you know, ready to don. Or wait, maybe I need a cherry blossom windbreaker to protect me against all the invasion of the cicadas coming. Like, I gotta be ready for all that stuff. And then maybe I need a cape, because if I'm doing karaoke, I need somebody to throw the cape on me when I'm singing my Drew Hill, We Ain't Making Love No More, and I'm on the floor.
You're gonna tell me with the jumps.
And then when I'm and I'm jumping, I need you to throw the cape on me. Because you need to see the Angel City, and then be like, who is this fool singing this song? Oh, they represent the Angel City. They're like, tell me what you want.
I'm doing the jump tomorrow. a cape is, I wasn't prepared for a cape. So
a cape.
I'm not going to
lie. I need a whole cape.
But I like a good vest, though. A good puffer vest out here in the Northwest. Hey, that'd be nice.
That'd be fire. That would be fire. Would you, so maybe like also an outdoor coat?
Yes. Outerwear is my jam. Yeah, we invest heavily in outerwear here. So yeah, I would like a nice jacket. I will say, I like the United and the Real Madrid, like maroonish, crimsonish, winter jackets that they have. Those are nice.
Oh yeah, those are fine.
Yeah.
You're right. So like, what else would you want out here in the world?
I think for me as a professional, I would like a nice team blazer. Like, it doesn't have to be the whole thing, but like a nice patch that shows that I rep my team as I go into a business meeting, you know.
Okay.
I got to meet with the president or you know, somebody like that. I would like to have my badge on my blazer, you know, and a nice color scheme.
Oh, so you can have your oil ring. So what happens when the person you interacting with got on their Portland Thorn situation?
I mean, but that's how conversations start. You know what I mean? Sometimes the person you have to interact with might like a team that is a rival. It happens.
Wait.
You know, I work with Liverpool fans and Barcelona fans. I'm good.
would you want like a cardigan and
I love a good cardigan.
Or a pullover sweater or a sweater vest.
I think the 3/4 zips for some people, like the pullover sweater, would be nice. For me, you know, I like put together preppy kind of look. So for me, a nice blazer. You know, some matching pants, but it can be team colors. Like I said, it could be the badge. I really like the cardigan as well. You know, when I don't want to go super dressy, but I still want to make it nice. And then I can wear that with a dress. If I'm feeling a dress, I can wear it with slacks. If I'm feeling slacks.
Okay. I see the light. Okay.
Yeah.
Well then I guess that's the Get Your Fits. Next week, we'll get into the bottoms.
Bottoms. Yes.
The lower halves of the situation.
She said I shouldn't say bottom because that's not like a grandma. But I am a grandma.
So you're putting the business on that. Well, I'm not that far behind you. You're putting the business on the podcast. But yeah, the lower situations.
The lower half. Dressing the lower half, regardless of what that looks like for you.
Right. Yes. Right.
We have some ideas for that. So
yeah. So what we know next is the hits.
We're getting into the classics. Yeah, the classics. Hits and riffs of the week.
Who's going first?
You know what? I can start this week because I think you started last week.
All right.
What so you doing?
Yeah.
For me, you know, my yesterday turn up, I'm trying to represent for the women who rap, who got flows, who've been out here.
Uh-oh.
Doing it because a lot of y'all in the internet world don't think women can rap for some reason. I'm not sure what that's about.
But get them together, Shawty.
I'm going to defend my Black women here. So my old school turn up is Mobb Deep featuring Lil' Kim, Quiet Storm. You probably know the beat if you don't know the song.
Yo, I'm doing the dance. I'm out.
But Kim spit. I mean, I snuck hardcore because, you know, love you, Mom. But I know you didn't really want me listening to that at the age in which that album came out.
I had the whole album.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. I was listening to it in school on somebody else's CD player situation, for sure. Changed my life, though. Changed my life. I was not innocent after that album. And Lil' Kim owned her stuff. You know what I mean? So. And was beautiful as she was, and I'm very sad that, you know, we've gotten to this point. Love yourselves and treat Black women well, please.
Please.
No matter what shade they are. And then my yesterday Quiet Storm, I think we're veering into...
We're reckless, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, tell reckless slow jam. My jam is Secret Garden, the original one, right? Produced by Quincy Jones, and it's El DeBarge, James Ingram, Barry White, and Al B. Shore. A few of those, the young people might not even know who they are. I'll be sure is Quincy's daddy. For those of y'all that don't know, he looked like I'll be sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google that. It's a long song. It's like 6.5-7 minutes. But it's a completely sexy baby maker of a song.
I got the El DeBarge first in my head.
I mean, El DeBarge is all about baby making.
That's yeah.
Personally and professionally, apparently. He got a lot of kids, man. But he make music that you make babies to, and that's real. That's how it used to be back in the day. It is to some extent now, but it's a very well produced song. It's Quincy Jones, one of the greatest American musicians ever. Mm-hmm. So learn yourself something. It's a really good song, and it got remade. I don't know if we acknowledge that version. Maybe a couple of years ago.
We ain't not acknowledging it. No, don't do it.
I'm not acknowledging that version.
Okay.
But those are mine. What you got?
So my yesterday turn up and keeping it shouts out to great female MCs,
mm-hmm.
MC Light featuring Escape. Keeping on. That used to be that was off the Sunset Park soundtrack.
Wow, what a movie.
Yes. But yo, that video, I was up there like, yes, I knew the whole verse. Like I still know the whole rap from the beginning to the end, all the verses, like that used to be one of my joints.
Yeah.
And then my Quiet Storm, because I'm so reckless.
Ooh.
As yet last night.
Oh my God.
So when it came out, my mom was like,
no,
do not sing that. And I was up there like a little kid, like last night.
You were so into. No clue. We had no clue.
No clue. But that is. But I appreciate that as an adult for the blessings that it brings. Obviously. But then also the phenomenal, the vocal.
Oh, yeah.
The vocal beautifulness of it, and the bell tones that are happening with the voice. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song. It's just also.
It's a beautiful song, but it's about last night. So,
yeah.
That's my.
And I mean, they're not subtle. It's not like innuendo. It's
very direct. It's you very know it's going song. Down.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
What's your today?
My today. So my today turn up.
Wow.
I struggle to find some today turn ups. I'm not gonna lie. I don't listen to a lot of newer, particularly hip hop or crossover or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. genre they fall into. One person I do like is Meg Thee Stallion. One day she buys the Houston Dash and changes that around. Right. Cause then I can root for them. But it's Megan Thee Stallion featuring DaBaby, Cash It off of her 2018.
Yo, that's one of my jams.
Yeah. Just every Meg album is pretty darn good. And apparently since people are vaccinated, it's about to be a delayed hot girl summer.
Yeah.
So go ahead and listen to Meg's last few albums to prepare yourselves accordingly for the summer of 2021. Please stay vaccinated and at a distance, you know, while you're out here turning up. Right. And then my Quiet Storm is by Leanne LaHavis. I believe I've said that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Or LaHavis, for those who don't want to say the last part. It's What You Don't Do, though she has many bangers. She's incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I know all these people, sort of Snow and Georgia and Leanne and all these people run together, but she's one of my sort of standout artists. So yeah, that's Leanne the Hive. So look her up. She makes really good music.
Okay. So mine today is featuring the one and only Big Crit. Big King recognized in time, remembered in time, my bad. That's what Crit stands for. And so Spotify wasn't cooperating. So what I actually wanted to put, I loved his mixtape, See Me on Top 4. And so for my turn up, I wanted to be a bunch of songs like Creep Up, Shook Up, Riding Low, Riding Dirty. Go listen to those. Go find that mixtape. Or even my sub off the Return of Forever. But what I had to choose was Time Machine by the guy featuring Chameleon. Yo, that like had me, I was acting like I was in my car, like up here. I don't even have short hair. I was acting like I got like a short fro and I was like brushing my waves. Hey. Like that's some greatness. You need to check out that song. And then my Quiet Storm is, I wanted it to be King's Blues where he samples a blend. I want to say it's Outkast and Erykah Badu. Phenomenal, beautiful. It's a sad song, but the King's Blues off of Return of Forever, that is probably one of his best mixtapes. Okay. But they didn't have that. So it's Porch Light by Big Crit featuring Anthony Hamilton. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. So yeah, you need to put that spin on. And yeah, you just laying down that flow, then let it know what it is. And keep that porch light on when I'm coming home.
Okay. No, I like Big Crit. I haven't heard a lot of his mixtapes. I've heard his album.
I gotta put you on. It's all good. We gonna remember.
No, I've heard his stuff, and he's phenomenal. Like I quite like him.
Well, then I gotta put you on because you're gonna be like, woo!
Okay. Nah, definitely. Please do. But you know, I'm always looking for. Okay, that's a lot. I'm not always looking for new artists, but I am looking for a few new artists.
Okay.
I will listen to Big Crit though. I quite like what I've heard so far. And of course, Anthony Hamilton, who sounds like soul food when he sings. So, and he just makes me happy. So yes, those are our hits and riffs of the week. As always, we'll hook y'all up with the music. And now we get into everybody's favorite segment.
The rants and
raves of the week.
I guess it's my
turn. Yeah, it's on you.
Okay, so this is going to be quick. This session going to be quick because we get about this podcast quickly. So this week, we had the verses between Escape and SWV.
Yes.
And so a lot of y'all are kind of young. And so people were getting really disrespectful on this Al Gore's internet, talking about some In Vogue wouldn't be able to hang.
Woo.
In Vogue is why all these groups exist, baby.
Come on.
And so they don't have to. They first off would outsung SWV and Escape. And then they don't even need a catalog because Jemele Hill was wilding out here talking about, well, they even have, they don't need a catalog. They can just take their greatest hits album and throw it out there and be like, give him something he can feel. That could be like Free Your Mind. That could be like, what's it gonna be? What is that song? Don't Let Go. Is it like, it's so many songs they could drop out here. And I mean, this is if Don is cooperating with the group, but there's so many things that they could drop out here that it would be mad phenomenal. They would snipe up and dust everybody on the scene, including Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I think people are mistaken. In Vogue was probably the biggest crossover, or one of the biggest crossover R&B groups of the 90s.
Yes.
And my favorite piece of trivia is In Vogue was supposed to be a trio, and then Terry Ellis showed up.
Terry Ellis was good.
And you don't turn away Terry Ellis.
Terry Ellis. Woo!
And so, this is definitely an In Vogue friendly podcast. We're both huge In Vogue fans. Also, so I agree. We're not disrespecting In Vogue.
Also, there's a song called Freedom. Where it features, it's off the Panther, the movie soundtrack, which that movie, you need to check it out. It was really intense about the Black Panthers. Yes. And so they had this all-star female remix. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And Vogue was on there. Yes, they had the best portion of that R&B version. And they did a whole like a cappella on top of the freaking.
Was it Mary on that?
Yeah, everybody was on
it. Everybody was in, and they had a male equivalent
of
that song too.
Well, they had no, they had a rap equivalent that had all the bomb MCs. They had MC Light, Left Eye, everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna post links to that. But yeah.
Yeah,
that,
no, I know exactly
right there, so. you that can't, who is competing with that? Nobody.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna leave it at that.
You're not gonna get any pushback from me. En Vogue is goated, and thinking they can't hang vocally is a wild, wild accusation.
Disrespectful.
To the person.
Disrespectful.
They can all sing.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I loved En Vogue. They made Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy pop. So yeah, get into that. That's hard to do, but they pulled it.
Yeah, they did.
So respect, absolutely. No, we don't disrespect En Vogue here. Mine is really short. Yeah, mine is really short and pretty frivolous because we already talked about racism today and I'm tired. So mine is, I'm a big scent person. I have a really strong sense of smell. So smells matter to me. They bring me comfort. So I'm a big essential oils diffuser person. And this could go for products in general, but I think this in general, I've just been getting frustrated. Please stop discontinuing things when I like them. There's like four scents that I've used throughout the pandemic, and I can't find them anymore. I go on Amazon, I've been on the internet, I can't find them, and they do it so abruptly, nobody tells you anything, and I'm craving this scent. It makes me feel a particular way. Scents trigger different hormones and everything else in my body. And I'm just saying, it's like when I go to Trader Joe's and they stop making a certain cookie that I like. And you know, when you go to different Trader Joe's, they sell different stuff depending on the region that you're in.
Yeah.
And I just get really frustrated because I'm a pretty routine human being. Like, I like what I like. I don't like everything. I'm not picky, but I like what I like. And so when y'all discontinue stuff, I just get frustrated and it really throws off my day.
All right, so can you tell the people what scent you were looking for?
I'm looking for the lavender from Walmart because it was sweeter. Everybody else's lavender just smells like lavender. And so I felt some type of way about that, right? Because sometimes I just
lavender. Is this what
lavender, not lavender. See?
Okay.
I found a mandarin and I found a really good set on Amazon. So I'm pretty happy with that. Ylang Ylang is up there now for me.
Okay.
And I like flowery things and stuff like that. But yeah, I felt a way about that, right? And I'm looking and nobody has answers because it's a corporation. So nobody's thinking about little old me and my day and my aromatherapy. So like, I get it. And it made the bottle smaller too, but you know, companies always do that. Same price, smaller product.
Well, that's a rant on some, that's emotional.
It is.
I didn't know the oils did that. That's interesting.
I do like that stuff. I'm not a meditator or anything like that because my brain doesn't shut down enough for me to be able to pull that off. But yeah, I like scents and they're calming and relaxing to me. And I have a really strong sense of smell. So yeah.
I feel that same. So I guess we need to start raving.
Yeah, we should do some raves.
In this, because it's Shea Butter FC. We're recording this on a Monday.
Yes. It's been a week. I told y'all.
Because we've been on the struggle bus. So let's get these props. So there was a Shea Butter Dom.
Yes.
And honestly, she probably should have had a Shea Butter Bomb. It would have been a bomb. Oh, God. If she would have made it. With the homie, Kristen Press.
Always.
And hopefully, that's probably her last game for the Manchester United this season.
Home.
We're not going there until we have that episode. Okay. Do not do that.
I hope she's here right now.
Well, I hope you're in the United States, homie. Because you need to be getting ready and prep for the Olympics. And getting ready to come to Los Angeles, hopefully soon. AS Angel City, make it happen. She balled out in the last game of the WSL season.
Yes.
She was finally on the wing.
Oh, look at that.
And made this pretty beautiful dime to Elatoon, who then kicked in a beautiful goal, and it was like scenes. Yeah, was giving Everton all kind of fits. And so, yeah, she gets props. Who else out here are we giving shouts out to?
There's a few. Shout out to Stel, who when she came in the game, made a huge difference. Estelle Johnson should start every game unless she's hurt.
Yes, she should.
She's one of the best defenders in the world. She might make an appearance on our list at the end of the year. We'll see how the season goes. But yeah, she's really good.
we got a shout out Mandy Freeman.
Yes, Mandy Freeman was very good.
She was balling. So yeah, Dee Dee Heritage had the player of the match, I think, for that game, or maybe it was AD. The goalkeepers had player, but Mandy had a phenomenal save off the line.
Yes.
On a sure goal from Simone Charlie, where Simone was come on.
Shay on Shay crime, but that's okay.
Shay defense. That was a brick upon bricks.
Yes.
She had a couple of those in the game. So
yes, she did.
Mandy,
play very
we see
well.
You out here. You were balling. Yeah.
Yes, we did. So who she else? Definitely did that. Who got?
I said Mandy. Oh, I guess also Midge was cooking.
Woof.
A homie Kling.
Woof.
She was cooking. Woof. Midge was doing work. I mean, they're right back.
She's so good.
She's not a fullback. She is a forward. Put her up there somewhere.
Not only is she a forward, she's playing all three positions up front. If we keep
all three, and so she should be going to the Olympics.
Yeah, Midge Purse is very good at soccer.
We will talk about that in the future podcast. Who else? Yes.
Shout out to Jessica Silva, who's coming back to the NWSL, I believe.
Yep, I think so.
I don't know if this is her first time or not. Portuguese, previously played for Lyon and a couple other clubs in Europe, was coming to Kansas City to play at least through this season. I'm not sure if she signed a long-term contract, but is a baller, and I'm really excited to have another member of the delegation come to the NWSL and show out. So we're very excited to see her in Kansas City, and I think she'll be really helpful. That team's not super far away.
Mm-hmm. You probably got this next one.
Oh, okay. I got you. Names, I got you. So shout out to Bunny Shaw and Marie Antoinette Katoto, because the Golden Boot race in the French League is between two Black women. So, and I think they're both, and I don't know if they scored this weekend, but they were both at, let's say, 20 goals in 18 games.
Woo,
so
that's crazy.
A ridiculous clip like that. Yeah. And obviously there's been rumors Bunny Shaw is likely going to Manchester City.
I know, right? It's hard to say.
Fine. I at least respect that they seem to be leaning all the way into speed now. So that's good.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Okay.
Bunny Shaw is a hot commodity. Many people want her. I don't think Katoto's going anywhere. She seems pretty happy.
Right.
PSG, and is still very young, by the way. I think she's like 21, 22, something like that. Two amazing strikers, forwards, whatever you want to classify them as, who are going to be in the game for a long time entertaining us. And we see y'all putting up numbers. We want to shout them out. And you can do the last one.
Oh, and I guess the last one, guess y'all won the y'all won the Challenge Cup. Y'all won the COVID Cup, y'all won the Chaos Cup. Shouts out to the Portland Thorns, the delegation who was on the field doing that thing. Was good. Adriana French.
She was so good.
Young baby Sophia Smith, you should have some goals, but you were still balling, mama.
Mm-hmm.
Simone Charlie was out here terrorizing.
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
You coming into a
she US might be better than we thought, which is
yeah, you coming into a national team camp very soon, mama. Yeah. And then Crystal Dunn.
I mean
Crystal. I mean, she almost had a goal, y'all. She might check out from distance.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of those.
Wasn't there a stat on Twitter? Crystal Dunn has played in 6 championships.
Yep. And had 1-5.
And 1-5. And she's like, I just like winning. I love
her. Balling.
Just because she's so unassuming. Oh, so unassuming. I just win.
That's why she's the best player in the world.
She's great.
She's great.
She is. Every number says so. That's our raise for the week, right? Shout out to all the delegates out here doing the damn thing.
Yep. And so, as we say every week, make sure you support all the Black podcasts out there. Can I Kick It? The homies for the culture. Diaspora United.
Yes.
Kaya, call them Unfiltered.
Yep.
And then, Unfiltered with Kaya McCullough. My bad.
Yes.
Two Cents FC. I think there's one more that was, we said it. Can I Kick It? And
shout out to Can I Kick It, too, because I think they're helping raise money. They recently lost their pharma coach, Fulo, Dave Fulo, I believe I'm saying his name correctly. Younger man, had a young family, member of the delegation, black coach, former player as well. And so they're doing a lot to help raise money. So shout out to them as well.
Yeah. And so next week, we're going to recap the first matches of the NWSL season. Ooh, because now it gets official.
Yeah.
It's time to go to war. And then we're going to recap the hostile situation that has caused contention on this podcast.
Yes.
Hours of offline conversation.
Yes.
In the Women's Champions League championship game.
Yes.
And then we're going to rank our top 10 forwards and strikers. And that's probably going to be another argument. And then we're going to give you our next installment of Get Your Fits Right. The Bottoms.
The Bottoms. Edition. Yeah, and as always, our hits and riffs and our rants and raves of the week.
Right, and then whatever the heck else may happen. Something might fall out the sky or something.
Who knows?
So, yeah. But, yeah, that's basically it for the week, y'all. So,
yeah.
Stay wait. So, we need to what? Stay hydrated?
Oh, stay melanated.
And make sure the Black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And, yeah, that's basically it. Y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all real soon.
Real soon. Thanks. We'll be back.